It is a damp and raw Friday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Rain has been moderate at times through the day. The steadiest rain will come to an end during the late day and early evening hours, but showers will linger into tonight, and those showers will stick around for the next several days as our weather pattern becomes blocked, meaning that weather will be very slow to change as weather systems will be very slow to move through the area. So we're looking at a big upper-level area of low pressure that will park in place. So moving into tonight, we'll still need those umbrellas with showers at times. It'll be mostly cloudy, and some areas of fog will be possible. Overnight low temperatures will be mainly in the neighborhood of the 50-degree mark, so it'll feel rather raw with those showers around at times. Now, tomorrow, we'll see a brief warm-up. So low pressure is still to our west at the ground tomorrow, so we'll see a gusty breeze out of the south, and that's going to push temperatures up into the 60s to near 70, so that'll feel pretty nice. We'll see a blend of clouds, some breaks of sun are possible, and a few scattered showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder will be possible moving through the day tomorrow. So even though tomorrow will not be a total washout, you may need that umbrella at times, so be sure to have the umbrella handy, and you may also want to grab those sunglasses as well. So it's a mild day tomorrow, but the overall pattern will trend much, much cooler after that, as that low-pressure area drifts off to the east and the upper-level low lingers into early next week. So by Sunday, it's still fairly gray with showers at times, but it's going to be a much cooler day with daytime highs mainly in the 50s on Sunday, so that chilly March-like weather will settle in for the second half of the weekend, and it may even be cooler than that on Monday with highs only in the 40s to near 50 degrees, so you may even need that heavier coat on Monday, and temperatures are expected to remain below seasonable levels through much of next week, so a pattern that definitely feels more like early spring than mid-spring is ahead for the next several days, but we'll continue to see some rainfall at times, and even though the drought situation is much improved, certainly this is a good time of year to help with the lawns, help with the gardens, but also wash some of that nasty pollen out of the air. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and a possible thunderstorm, areas of fog, low around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, breezy and mild, with highs in the 60s to near 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, and a possible thunderstorm, areas of fog, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with scattered showers, breezy and mild, with highs in the 60s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, and a possible thunderstorm, areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, breezy and mild, with highs in the 60s to near 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with scattered showers and a possible thunderstorm, areas of fog, low around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with scattered showers, breezy and mild, high in the 60s to near 70. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, cooler with highs in the 50s, and on Monday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, cool with highs in the 40s to around 50. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.